This is the eighth day of Santa Ana winds contributing to red flag conditions throughout Southern California. We're going to very quickly wrap up the fires here that have been burning in Southern California, a half a dozen of them, some for more than a week. The Liberty Fire that started last week and was burning near Murrieta is 100% contained at 300 acres. More than 1,600 firefighters are still working on the Lilac Fire, burning between Fallbrook and Oceanside in northern San Diego County. It has burned 4,100 acres, is 75% contained. It's destroyed 150 homes and damaged more than 50 others. All evacuation orders have been lifted for the Lilac Fire. Old Highway 395 has reopened. Some people are going to have to show ID to prove that they live in areas where evacuation orders have been lifted. The Creek Fire in the northern San Fernando Valley and the Rye Fire in Santa Clarita are both 95% contained. The Skirball Fire that started in West Los Angeles and burned about six homes in the Bel Air area last Wednesday is 85% contained. It has burned no more than about 420 acres. And, of course, there's the Thomas Fire. It is still the largest of Southern California's wildfires. And since it started a week ago today in Ventura County, it is now also burning in Santa Barbara County. It has now become the fifth largest wildfire in recorded California history. The Thomas Fire has burned 230,000 acres and is only 10% contained. CAL FIRE has exceeded its firefighting budget just 6 months into this fiscal year. Daniel Berlant with CAL FIRE says the initial projection for this year's fund was $427 million, and the estimated cost of this season so far, nearly $500 million. He says that includes only some of the cost for the current California wildfires.
This is one of the reasons the governor's worked so hard to ensure we have a rainy day fund so that money can be moved over to the emergency fund very quickly and very easily.
H.D. Palmer with the state's finance department says the legislature has to approve using reserve funds, but he says that CAL FIRE always has immediate access to funding.
There has never been, is not, and never will be a situation where the state budget situation in any way slows down CAL FIRE from having the ability to get their assets into the air and on the ground.
Palmer says the state's budget reserve is $1.4 billion, and CAL FIRE has already used about a third that amount.